This is the house of Patrick Gomez, the in-flight supervisor for MH370. Exactly 1 year ago, he left here for work on what should have been a routine flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, but he still hasn't returned.
When we're always thinking of exactly what happened, and on that day itself, you know, the conversations we're having, the tears and the hugs that we're giving each other, and, you know, the phone calls that we're making to friends to find out exactly whether they know anything. So it's still very fresh in my mind.
A few of the relatives of the missing cabin crew members have gathered at this house to remember their loved ones.
Right now, we would like to take a minute of silence.
Here's one of the board where they've written some well wishes, one of them saying, Assalamu alaikum, Daddy, clearly written by somebody who's Muslim wishing peace upon their father. There's one that says, we're still waiting for you, miss you all. It's clear that the people who are on board MH370 are very well loved.
She's a very caring person. All right. To what I know for the whole life, yeah. Beside that, she's a very loving mom to the kids.
3-year-old Rafael also misses his grandfather, but Malaysia's government is struggling to comfort families. This official, though, says he's doing his best.
That's why we are really committed to find the truth, to find the closure. And until today, we're still looking into it.
This is a tree made up of all 239 cabin crew and passengers on board MH370. This and the event have been billed as a remembrance rather than a commemoration. And the distinction is extremely important for the family members, because for many of them, they still believe their loved ones are alive until they have evidence to prove otherwise.